broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And great good morning. I have the best seat in the house. I'm at the Wailea Country Club. The media center, you know, the Wailea Country Club is on the beach. The actual course is on the other side of the road. So we have this exquisite view of the morning sun starting to come across the most beautiful reef conditions just off the Kahala Hotel. We can see the little islands that everybody likes to have pictures of their wedding right behind them. Some people may even go over there for their wedding pictures. It's the perfect place to hang out, have a cup of coffee, and talk with Mark Rolfing. Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel and NBC's golf analyst, and he'll be on right after. We thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. Poipu Bay Golf Course, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. Kauai's South Shore Gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Session PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
And the Sony Open in Hawaii. Now remember, ladies, do not pack a large bag. You have to really strip down to a credit card, a driver's license, and a little change if that's what you want, some dollar bills, whatever. It's just a little tiny bag because there is a bag policy. Sony Open in Hawaii. We're teeing off shortly, and it is an excellent field. We've got Jordan Spieth just making the cut, and Hawaii's Johnny Oda, Wanalua High School All-American, UNLV, he's made the cut. So there's a lot of people to cheer on, a lot of great golf to watch at the Wailea Country Club. And you're going to follow the signs to the parking places where you're parked. And this year, with your mobile device, you can take pictures, you can take video. You got to make sure it is on silent. Silent so that when you take a photo, it doesn't go click, because nobody wants to hear that. You can use those photos only for social media purposes, not commercial. But it is such a departure from the old way it used to be a long time ago. Last year, when you weren't really encouraged to do any of those things. So come down to the Sony Open in Hawaii, Wailea Country Club. It's a glorious day, lots of sunscreen, super important. And my most important guest, Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel and NBC Golf Analyst. We need him to be with us this morning because, of course, he knows everything about the game of golf and golf in Hawaii, and it's really great. I saw what you said on Twitter the other day about how exciting it is, how the Hawaii Tourism Authority and the folks in Sony making the commitment, reinvigorating the Century Tournament of Champions. This is a great time, isn't it, Mark?
Well, it is, Danielle. You know, you and I have been doing this for years, decades, really, and I think this is the first time I feel totally comfortable with where we are. It's actually the first time in 20 years that we've had the title sponsor contract and the Tourism Authority contract and the site agreements with both Wailea and Kapalua all running concurrently. Every year there was always something that wasn't in sync with something else, so there was some uncertainty. And then before you know it, we're talking about what do we have to do? We have to change the date, or we have to change the format, or how come Tiger's not coming, or Phil, or whatever it is. They're all coming now. The dates are set, and we're going to keep playing for a long time out here in January.
and just rolling along, and then right after this week, you've got the Mitsubishi Hualalai on the Big Island. Is that locked in?
Yeah, that one is locked in, and I got a text from Davis Love last night, who was looking at all the beautiful pictures, and jealously knowing that I was going to be going out on this week this morning looking for some bonefish out here right outside, and he said, I will be playing all three of those tournaments next year. So at the age of 50-plus, he's planning on winning on both tours, and who knows, maybe he will.
Oh, he could. He could be at the Tournament of Champions, Century Tournament of Champions. He could be at the Sony Open in Hawaii, and, of course, at Mitsubishi. It's a beautiful three-stop event for us. And there is something else happening, and I have to bring it up just in case you've got some inside knowledge. We're still waiting for the LPGA to tell us about the second site. We've got Ko'olina, we've got the Lotte locked in. There is a second site, do we know yet?
I don't think it's going to happen. That's my personal opinion. Everybody's been working really hard on trying to find a second site for a second event. The real difficulty, Danielle, is that you cannot play back-to-back tournaments in Hawaii on different islands without two sets of television equipment. At this time of year, January, which is really when I think we should be playing LPGA golf too, I think we should go straight from these three tournaments into some LPGA, because you have all of this television equipment, all these television personnel out here, and you can bounce around the island pretty easily, because you can have partial equipment packages, partial crews, things like that. When you get into April and there's this entire group of people is not here, it really makes it difficult to go back to back. Not to mention that it's a Saturday finish and a Wednesday start over at Ko'olina. So I just see the logistics being almost insurmountable unless you play both tournaments on the island of Oahu. Now the question is, can this island sustain three major tournaments in the first 4 months of the year? I think that would be difficult. And I also think, you know, Friends of Hawaii Charities, who's involved in both the other two, if they weren't involved in that one, now you're trying to get volunteers and you're selling against each other for local sponsorships, and it's just complicated. I think the second LPGA event ought to be a neighbor island event. I think it is more likely for 2019.
And not, yeah, well, maybe 2019. They're not ruling it out. We're not
ruling it out.
Good. All right. Well, that's exciting, because when we started talking years ago, we had so many events, and now I'm seeing growth. And that, your hard work and all the work that everyone's put into growing the game of golf, keeping these tournaments in Hawaii and making everything as successful as it is, it's very exciting. So I see that plus.
Well, thanks. You know, when we first started talking years ago, there was a year that we had 11 tournaments out here that were televised. There were a lot, as you well know. But, you know, the game has changed, and it's grown internationally, and it's really become a world schedule on both tours. And you simply have to factor in, you know, times of the year that work in conjunction with the schedules of the players on all those tours. And so it's way more complicated in today's game than it was
20 years
ago. Absolutely.
That's how long I've been doing this show. This is my 20th show.
Wow. Congratulations. Tony and Danielle, 20 years. And the HSJGA. We're all celebrating together.
I know. February 10th is your anniversary, and we're going to have a special clinic for women, the Rules Clinic, that Mary B. Porter King is going to host, and we're going to raise money for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association.
Oh, terrific.
Super exciting. That'll be in February, and I'll have details. But let's get back to Sony. I was reading some of the notes when our leader, Brian Harman, came in yesterday. Brian Harman was leading at Kapalua. So Jordan Spieth was talking about the greens being the big problem for him, because they were so slow at Kapalua that he couldn't get adjusted to it. And then coming over to these greens, trying to get used to the change. What's the big difference between the greens?
Well, the big difference is size, first of all, and the fact that those greens over there are built on the side of a mountain, basically. So you simply can't get the greens the same that you can at Wailea. There's just way more slope. The elevation changes the plantation course is over 400 feet, and the elevation change here at Wildlife may be 4 feet. So, you know, the pace is different, and Keith has not adjusted well. He did not putt very well at all yesterday. Harmon, on the other hand, had 227 feet of putt in the first two rounds here. I mean, that is a lot of putts. That's averaging over 5 feet per hole that he's played. So he has adjusted well. He's had 26 putts both days. He's got a lot of confidence on the greens right now. But we've seen over the years guys do that back-to-back. Ernie Els did it. He putted both sets of greens well.
Yeah.
Zach Johnson putted both sets of greens well. Both of them won on both courses. Yeah. So it is doable, but it's a different style game at Wildlife. There's no question.
Yeah, Justin Thomas did it.
Quite well last year, too.
And so we've got Jordan Spieth having a difficult day, and then he sinks a 90-foot, 8-inch, 91-foot putt. Where did that come from? Is that one of the new greens that Tom Doak has put together?
Now, that was out at number 5. He broke the hole, if you watch it. I mean, it hit the back of the hole and almost crushed the back side of it. You know, it's interesting for everybody listening in, the fundamentals, I just can't ever emphasize enough how important fundamentals are. And I spent a lot of time with Keith at Erin Hills at the U.S. Open, who simply back then could not get lined up. He spent the whole season not being able to line up his putts, and wasn't really until the end of the year where Cameron McCormick convinced him that his posture was bad on his setup. Because he didn't have his good normal posture, he was getting misaligned. That is the fundamental of putting. If you are not aimed at the target correctly and get lined up correctly, you're going to have trouble holding putts. And he literally has gone an entire year without being lined up correctly. He's only now starting to.
Well, he sure did on that hole.
Yeah, he did on that hole.
Wow. So he just made it. He just made the cut. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Johnny Oda from Wanadua, UNLV, he's made the cut. That's exciting. He's kind of a lone wolf, if you will, trying to make his way onto the tour by a sponsor exemption for a Monday qualifying. He turned pro. He decided not to go finish his collegiate career and go on. We have so many kids come out of college and doing so excellently. It's such a pull for these young kids. They just leave college. They feel their game is on. Two-time All-American. And jump into the professional ranks. It's not easy. I was reading what John Peterson said. He has no contract, right? So with a club, he doesn't have a clothing contract. He's carrying a bag that's half the size of the regular bag that these guys lug around. He just had a baby. He's getting over a thumb injury, and here he is doing so well on the tour. And he said, "My caddy's super happy because my bag is so much lighter." You know, I mean, and then there's Brian Harmon talking with the media yesterday. They're asking him, "So what's the secret?" And he says, "Well, my narrow shoes." And I wanted to ask Mark, what kind of shoes does he wear?
I don't know, but I'll bet he doesn't either. I mean, it is amazing when you talk to Brian Harmon. He does not know how he swings. He's not a technician. He's a feel kind of player. He plays a lot with his eyes. He sees things happening. That's why he's a deliberate player. But what he is trying to do is visualize the shot. He literally, even though he's a completely different stature person than Bubba Watson, plays a lot like Bubba Watson does with his hands and his eyes. But, you know, the guy's complaining about equipment. Oh, I don't have a $500,000 a year contract for free clubs. I still do not get this whole thing about where guys are taking relatively small amounts of money to their overall compensation. You know, they can finish, you know, fifth in a tournament and make more money than they do an entire year for playing certain clubs. I believe you can find the best equipment for your game and forget about that. I mean, there's other ways to make money, with the best one of them being to the lowest scores you can, and that is find the right equipment.
I couldn't agree with you more. I could put any club that I love in my bag, regardless of who's made it, then it's fine. It's my bag of clubs instead of, I mean, the really great guys. And I don't mean that like in there. I mean, the guys who are top regularly. Sounds terrible. Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Tiger Woods. These guys can walk into the manufacturer and say, hey, you know this club that you're, tell me if I'm wrong, this club that you're selling, I really want you to make it more like this. You may be selling it off the rack like that, but I want it to be this way for me.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Danielle. I could agree with that more, and I just, together with the help of Ben Hongo over at Kapalua, for the first time spent 3 hours on a track, man, and because of the cancer I had, and I didn't play for literally almost 2.5 years, I still had trouble making a big turn because I've got issues with my shoulder and left sort of lower neck area. But basically, going on the track, man, I figured out what my swing speed is going to be. It's going to be 90 and 95 miles an hour. Forget trying to swing any harder than that. And we matched up every single club, and by the time I was done, I had 2 Callaway woods, I had 2 TaylorMade woods, I had Vokey wedges, I had Callaway irons, you know, 3 through 5. I just had a mismatch of sets of clubs, but they all fit perfectly for the length of that club and the type of shot I was hitting, and it was the first time I had ever really done anything like that on track. And if you don't get fitted for your clubs and understand how those kind of things work, you're going to have trouble improving as a golfer no matter what level you're at.
I agree with
Justin
you.
Thomas started hitting the ball way further when he found the correct launch angle. That is so important for a guy that's his size, that hits the ball as far as he does. He didn't have the correct launch angle at all. Once he found it, the ball just started going farther every single time he hit it.
Tom Doak was talking. I'm going to completely change the subject here. I believe, by the way, folks, if you're just starting into this game, if you're just getting involved, you don't have to buy a set of clubs. Not a full set. It's not a requirement. You can start with a couple of clubs and work your way. You get a driver, you get a wood, a rescue wood, whatever you want. You try them out, you get them fit, and then you build your bag based on what you need and what you can go with a 7-iron, a pitching wedge. You can even use your pitching wedge in the sand, but a sand wedge is nice. It just talk to your professional. You're going to have some PGAs on in a couple of minutes. They can tell you, this is a great club to go with. And in fact, David Havens, who does Fair for Change for the kids, still fit kids in the club. And they're not all made the same. They're cut down, they're adjusted, and it's great. And it's just, you make it way too expensive for people to get in. They think they've got to go in and make a huge investment in equipment. Even for kids, my guy, you know, the bag is $100 plus, and then there's the this and the that, and it's tough, and you want children to be able to get out in the outdoors and have a good time. Tom Doak, talking about all the changes. You can only do 2 holes at a time. You can't restore the course because it's a hole. This beautiful hotel. It took out number one completely, which would have been an amazing thing to see. That first hole right along the ocean, right? But he's doing, I think he's going to do 10 and 18 after this tournament. So, but it all depends on how the membership and the tournament likes what he's done so far. So every time a tournament is held after he's done work, he's kind of like sitting on eggshells waiting to hear what the result is. And he says, you know, the membership is just as important to me as the tournament. And I had no idea that 50 to 60,000 rounds are played a year here at Wildlife Country Club.
Yeah, that's one of the issues. The thing with a membership club, you have leadership of that membership that changes on a regular basis and philosophies change. And then if you have 55,000 rounds of golf a year, it basically precludes you from doing a total renovation all at once, which would be the ideal way to do it. The issue for Tom Doak, and I've talked to him a lot about this, is if he could have said, I'm restoring these four par threes as a package, and what we're going to have is a beer wrist hole like Seth Rayner did, which is number 4, we're going to have a short hole number 7, we're going to have an Eden hole number 11, and we're going to have a Redan number 17, I think people would have bought in a little bit more to, wow, okay, we're going back to the original Rayner thought process. We got all 4 of the par threes. They're going to be a great set. But when you get to Wildlife and every second year, one of those par 3 is changed into a Bioritz, or once changed into a Redox, the reaction isn't the same as had it been all done at a package. So that's the complication of just trying to sell the idea of going back to the original Rayner design.
Right. And when you talk about there was a punch bowl hole on 2, which is gone because of the changes made in the 60s to the hotel. So then he went and he found a hole, a green that was actually tilted more. So he wanted to bring that tilt back in play, but he can't bring the tilt into play too much because then what if the winds are blowing really strong and we're getting the crosswind? I have no idea how much play the crosswinds have on this course.
Well, they do, but, you know, we, frankly, Daniel, you've heard me say this, are in a climate change cycle right now. Everybody was afraid of what 17 was going to play like this year as a new Redan with a firm green because the forecast was for trade winds for 20 miles an hour. Now, we have not seen trade winds here in almost 5 years. It's been the same thing over at Kapalua. When we originally designed Kapalua, Ben Crenshaw and I studied all the wind patterns for decades and decades, and the trade winds were very consistent, 325 days a year. So now it's down to almost, you know, I think less than 210 or 200 days a year average trade wind. So we have these variable winds that are just different. If you look at the wildlife properties, there's a picture in the locker room that shows it back in 1929. There wasn't a tree on the property. The real issue that I have with all the restorations that were done over the years is the different kinds of trees that just kept getting planted and planted and planted. The palm trees and the monkey pods. And there was a few scraggly kiabis back then, but this was a seaside linked sport. And, you know, there's been 5 different renovations. Trench Zone, Desmond Muirhead, Rick Smith, on and on and on. Didn't have any correlation to each other of any kind.
Right.
And you ended up with kind of a mismatch. It was still great, but it wasn't anything like the original Rayner thought process. So that's what they're trying to do now with Tonto.
Yeah, he's trying to bring, as he said, he couldn't restore the course. That's impossible. But give it the feel of Seth Rayner course. And when the dog legs, some of those palm trees had to be built because they had to move inland, I think it was 16, and then they had to plant the palm trees so that to stop people from going across the dog legs. But nowadays, they, like Justin Thomas last year, he just went right over it. It didn't bother him a bit. But the only way that you could really play the way he played last year, this course, is if you are hitting it dead center. You've got to be on the club face perfectly to play the course as aggressively as he did. And that is a quote from Mr. Joe. What are your thoughts?
See Dustin Johnson, and I have told Dustin Johnson this, I truly believe he could come over here, stand up on a number of these tees and not even factor in that it's a dog leg. He could take the ball from point A, which is the tee, right on to point B, which is the green. if you look at what he did, it was really literally one of the greatest driving rounds in history on Sunday at Kapalua. He was over 4 strokes gained in green driving, which is a huge number. He hit driver on every hole but one, which is the only course all year long that he plays that he can do that. That shows you how much Kapalua is made for Dustin Johnson. But I have told him, I truly believe he could get over here and take a look at this and pretty much eliminate most of these dog legs and play those holes like Justin Thomas did the other day at 14, where he had 50 yards for his second shot. I think Johnson could do that on every one of those holes. He's so high.
He's so high, and he can just land right on that beautiful green. We need to take a break. I mean, such a good time talking with Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, and NBC Sports Analyst. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Sony Open is 20 years old. Come celebrate with the tour's big hitters at Waialae, January 8th through 14th. Golf's biggest and best, like Justin Thomas, Jason Duffner, KJ Choi, Vijay Singh, means big drama and big money for Hawaii's charities. Get tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank's on Oahu. Military free with valid ID, admission and bag policy apply. Check out SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Beautiful. You know, all right, I am very spoiled because the PGA Tour events that I get to go to easily have the most magnificent media center. All right, maybe the one at Kapalua isn't exactly magnificent because it's a transformed park barn, but when you come up the ramp and you look out over the bay and you have this amazing vista, I mean, it's spectacular. You forget that you're sitting at a desk in a park barn because it's so beautiful. But here, I am in the Waialae Country Club clubhouse. I mean, hello. They don't let me in otherwise. I'm coming for dinners, and by the way, you can do that. You can have a dinner at the Waialae Country Club, and then you can see what I'm talking about. This is an absolutely beautiful view. The sun comes up. The water ripples. Mark Rolfing, at any moment, will jump over that hedge right there and start bone fishing right off in this area that sheltered that reef is right out there. Absolutely beautiful, a beautiful, beautiful place to be. It's a beautiful place to play. And we have an interesting leaderboard because we've got Brian Harman. A lot of people say I don't know him, but he won. He was at the Tournament of Champions, Century, of course, hosting now. And he was right with Justin Johnson. And Zach Johnson is in, and he's doing so well. John Peterson, you say, we all know Zach. Tom Hogue. Somebody I don't know that well. We have a lot of rookies. Chris Kirk isn't a rookie. Taylor Gooch is. You know, it's just interesting. I saw Rex Harger did a write-up on the rookies to watch this season, and many of them are here. Then we have Hatton Kazire. He was right over at the Century Tournament of Champions. Ollie Snyder-Jans is here, and he's tied for seventh with Kyle Stanley. Then we've got Kevin Kisner tied for 10th with Xander Schauffele tied for 10th. Xander Schauffele, what a story he is. The kid comes on. Isn't this his first year? Mark Rolfing, NBC Golf, a golf channel, golf analyst. Were you surprised at how quickly Schauffele just got in there and won?
No, if you watch him out there today, in fact, I've got two guys that I have my eye on, Patton Kizzire and Xander Schauffele, who are not at the top. Obviously, Harman is the big favorite right now, but Schauffele has one of the best actions I have seen in a long time. I love his swing. Totally on plane all the time. He's got a tremendous mental outlook at the game. He did win the Tour Championship right at the end of the year, which has done a lot for his confidence. It got a little bit overshadowed because Justin Thomas, by virtue of him winning the Tour Championship, Justin Thomas won the FedEx Cup.
Yeah.
Which is a little confusing to me, and it was to Thomas. Thomas didn't even know he had just won $10 million. I'm standing there with him, and he thought he had lost the tournament. Was all the time.
All the time.
And I said he just won $10 million, kid.
Miles.
Yeah, Shoffley is really, really good, Daniel. Keep your eye on this guy.
Yeah, that was really something, seeing him win the Tour Championship. It was like, Shoffley? Yeah. I mean, who? Xander? I mean, it was awesome. It was really, really nice. The other person you've got your eye on, what was his name?
Patton Kizzire.
Why?
You know, he plays a lot like Mark Leishman. Eastman plays, he's a taller man. But I just like his attitude. He's always smiling. I watch guys in the locker room a lot because I like to see who's talking to the attendants. You know, who has got some really good karma going. And I totally believe, especially in Hawaii, so much about playing well here. If you're really feeling like you want to be here and you love it for what it is, and yeah, you're going to get some funky lies at Kapalua. Yeah, you're going to ricochet through some of the fairways at Wailea and end up with horrible lies. And if you get down on it and don't like that kind of stuff, then you're not going to play very well. And it just seems to me like the guys that love Hawaii for what it is are the ones that always play well here, like Zach and, you know, Ernie and Dustin. And Patton Kizzire falls into that category. He's a newcomer now. But he's had a great time here for these couple of weeks and has totally embraced culture and just the whole place. And that, to me, is a big step when I look at these guys and say, this is a good guy.
You know, it's interesting. Dustin Johnson gives an aloof kind of vibe.
What?
But when you talk about him, it doesn't sound aloof at all.
He is a lot smarter than people think. He's very calculating. You know, people say, well, why isn't he playing at Wailea? And the answer is, I'm not totally sure, but I do know he's going to play 5 tournaments before the Masters. That's all he's going to play. I will tell you this. I still don't think he's totally recovered from the injury falling down the stairs at Augusta. So he's got his mindset that he doesn't want to play too much. He wants to win the Masters, you know, probably more than any other tournament. And he is only going to play 5 times. So he's got to defend at L.A. He's got to defend at Mexico. You know, he's already played Kapalua. There's 3 of the 5 right there. I can see where he set his schedule, and I wish he would come to Wailea one of these years, and I think he will. But in this particular year, he just said.
Yeah, no, everybody's got their own reason, you know, why they can or cannot. I don't hold anything against him. It's just, you see, it's almost like he's just a little standoffish, like he's not approachable. But here, you talked with us about Dustin Johnson, and I don't feel that. I feel from you that he's very approachable. So, and that's a very cool feeling to get.
Yeah, it is. He's not a real outgoing kind of guy. He wasn't really brought up that way. Both he and his brother are very similar. Austin, who caddies for him. But he is starting to come out of the shell a little bit, and you got to also have to think about the fact that at the beginning of his career, all everybody was talking to him was about the bad things that happened. You know, the ruling at Whistling Straits,
yes.
Blowing the lead at Pebble Beach. It was just one disaster after another. And eventually, I think that weared on him a little bit. Now he's sort of past that, and I'm seeing him kind of come out of the shell.
Those experiences would have done in many a golfer. A lot of people said, is he going to recover from this? And his mind may be one of his best assets. That last round, that last shot, it don't mean anything with what I do from here on, which is pretty much the way it is in broadcasting or in anything, right? What you did yesterday doesn't count anymore. It's what you do from here forward.
You know, somebody asked him last week, he had 2 of the greatest answers I've ever heard last week's questions. One was, do you think your short-term memory, the fact you have a short-term memory, helped you in playing the game? He goes, I don't know, I can't remember. And then the second question is, what do you think it would be like to play against yourself? And his answer was, I think it would be a tie. And they were just so perfect Dustin Johnson answers. But that's kind of
that's wonderful. I mean, that was quick. It's, you know, for people who wonder why he doesn't have long answers and long conversations, so when Dustin's finished, he's finished. And he's on, okay, thank you, next. And that's not a bad thing. I don't mean that he's rude. I just mean that he has, you know, how much can you talk about the game of golf? It's golf. And when it's over, it's over. And we talk a lot about it. We talk a lot about the young guys. We talk a lot about the superstars. Here's Jerry Kelly. Jerry Kelly is, well, he's one of the older guys, isn't he?
He is. I talked to him last night. Jerry Kelly is a de facto member of Wildlife Country Club. When he walks around this building here, I mean, he knows all the members by name. He is one of those guys that has really taken to the whole Hawaii thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Jerry Kelly's got the most top 10 of any player that's ever played in the history of this tournament. You look at him and Charles Howell. You know, there was another guy who plays really, really well out here. But Kelly, I just love it. He sort of comes out to Hawaii from Wisconsin and morphs into a guy that's walking around in his bare feet last night with a beer, you know, in the Sony room over at the Kahala, you know, getting ready to go out and enjoy the sunset. That's Jerry Kelly.
That's awesome. Another person that's really good to see is Sam Saunders. He's on the leaderboard, and this is great. Yes, this is great.
You know, I was really close to his grandfather and you know, learned so much in my life about his life in general. Forget the call from Arnold Palmer. And I see so much of Arnold in Sam Saunders. And I think it's been a little bit of a burden in some ways for Sam. But he is really starting to become his own self now. And he's not getting introduced so much anymore as Arnold's grandson. And I went to the service in Latrobe. When Arnold died last year, it was 2016 now, and Sam just did a phenomenal job. I don't think he could have spoken like that a couple of years ago, but I'm watching Sam literally grow up and be his own man, and he's going to have a very successful PGA Tour career.
We have a PGA joining us right now, Aloha Section PGA board member, and who created something called Fair for Change. And it's an interesting name because people think of spare change, right? You got any spare change? This has to do with golf clubs. So I'd like to bring David Havens in right now. David, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And Sean Lange is here as well. I'm going to kind of focus first on David. Hi, Sean. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Mark Rolfin, we're talking about Sam and his dad, his granddad. And the way he learned the game and got into the game as a kid. A lot of Arnold Palmer's kids weren't interested in golf, and Arnold didn't push anybody, did he?
No, he didn't. But it was a lot easier back then for kids to get in the game, literally, than it is now. You know, it's a different world than it is now, and what David and Sean are doing is just so critical to the future of the sport. We don't invest in these kids. I was at a HSJGA board meeting a few weeks ago on Maui and taking a look at the participation numbers, which are not good right now.
Oh.
And, you know, we're dealing with the same kind of issues. You know, it takes too long. It costs too much. The game is too difficult. You know, we're not really addressing the core issues of golf as an industry. And we thought maybe the kids were not going to be vulnerable to that, but the fact is they are. And if we don't do things like these guys are doing to start rejuvenating and re-energizing the kids, the game's going to be a trouble.
Well, I'm really appreciative to not only what you do with Hawaii Tourism Authority and making sure that we have a great relationship with the PGA Tour. I appreciate what you've done on the municipal level here at the City and County of Honolulu. I'm sure heard your voice saying, hey, let the kids play free. What's it going to hurt? Because they'll turn into customers. And I'm saying that. Yeah, I don't mean to sound, you know, it's all commercial. But why not? Once the kids learn to play the game, and they can only learn to play the game if they have a place to go play. They can't learn to play basketball if you don't build them a basketball court. Right? So here we've got golf courses. Many of them are underutilized. Because people are, you know, finicky, and the golf courses need the help. That's why Top Golf would be so cool for that inclusion. But to have these playing free opportunities is perfect. And I wish Fair for Change, David, you were on Oahu, because I have this 5'7", 14-year-old who weighs all of 114 pounds. He doesn't have a 28-inch weight. He picks up a club. And I'm trying to give him one that's long enough for him. And he's like, this is too heavy now. Because he's been playing with these short clubs. He grew so fast, there's this transition that, and it's, there's no place to go for that unless I invest a huge amount of money that's going to then last as long as this short has lasted, like 2 months, right? So this is why, tell us what you do.
So I thought this Bear for Change is my way of giving back to the game. Golf's given me pretty much everything I have in this life. And so I started this Bear for Change to kind of help the next generation get involved in golf without spending a fortune, because I grew up, I didn't have a whole lot of money, and having an opportunity to play golf was my game changer, because golf sent me to college, played college golf at Virginia Tech, then I played South African Tour for years, and I got to see the world because I learned how to play golf. To me, I always looked at golf as another language. And so it was another tool in my toolbox.
Yes, another language. That's beautiful. As soon as you learn another language, then you realize how little you know about communicating. And the more languages you know, the more you can communicate. Tell us why, what Spare for Change means. What is it?
The Spare for Change, I gave it a name like that because golf is what I know best. Golf is what I would like to start with Spare for Change, but eventually I want it to be other sports. You know, speaking of Rex Hoggard, Rex and I were talking about lacrosse. One of his kids plays lacrosse and is very good at it, but that equipment is expensive. So if those things can get passed down as kids get bigger and get older, those kind of things will make a difference. And going back to golf, golf is just what I know best. That's where I started there. But I want more people to play sports, because as a kid, I was outside all day of the summer.
Yeah.
Each day in the summer, I was gone from the time the sun was up till it was time to come home, playing golf.
So people give you golf clubs and you give them to kids?
People donate their leftover clubs they have. How many people do you know, Danielle, probably has a garage full of clubs that they'll never use again?
Ever.
Well, we have kids on Lanai that don't have golf clubs. And so I'm kind of like a good middleman.
Wow.
So I turn those clubs from something that's junk in your garage into something to where there were kids yesterday. I guarantee you those clubs I made for them, they held them in bed last night when they went to sleep. One of the kids, they had to leave so they could go and use it instead of watching the tournament. So sometimes I don't know if I'm always doing the great work or not, but that's the kind of reaction I want, because that could be a game changer for that one kid. And I may never know his story or her story, but I like the fact that I offered them that, and because someone did that for me.
How do we get Oahu Golf Club to Maui?
So here's the thing. I'll come back in July and do the sports festival. We're going to do the same thing we do here at the ESPN Sports Festival at Blaisdell, because last year we did it. We had one tent. I made 100 clubs, and I was out of clubs by noon.
Wow.
It was really fast. There's a lot of people that come through there, and offering up the free 10-minute lessons that we do through the Aloha Section PGA, I mean, it's just a win-win. Because the kids that come in there and they want to try golf, I'll make them a club so they can take that information and go and practice it and spend their money on range balls and maybe a fancy shirt.
Maybe.
Instead of buying clubs.
Right. And Mark, you might stop by over at...
I'm a kid and I need some clubs and I need a lesson. But that's the beauty, Danielle, of what these guys do. I mean, it's really hard to sort of separate... teaching a kid how to swing a club. If he doesn't have one, then once you get him one, you got to be able to help him sort of instantly. Think about kids these days, is they want instant gratification. You know, you watch them looking at their phones, and that's why golf is so difficult. I really believe that down the line, years from now, a tournament won't be a 72-hole tournament. You want some sort of conclusion. You know, if they come out here and they have one day to come to the Sony Open and they come out on Thursday, there really isn't a conclusion to what has happened. We've got guys on the leaderboard that we're talking about and everything. People in today's world, especially young people, want instant gratification. But that's the beauty of having a 10-minute lesson and getting some new equipment at the same time.
So what Mark Rolfing is talking about is the Aloha Section PGA recruits their membership, and Wes Wailuhua is a fierce recruiter. He gets people flying in from Maui and across the state into wherever a tournament is being held, and today it's here at Wailea Country Club, Sony Open in Hawaii. You can park, and they'll shuttle you. The shuttles are constantly moving, so you're never far from your car. And don't bring a whole bunch of stuff. Bags are not allowed over a certain size, so I know, ladies, it's hard to tear down the bag. You know, it's hard to leave it behind. If you don't need that much, you're going to be in the sun. You need a little sunscreen. You need a little money. Charge card, because you might want something in the pro shop. You know, a shirt, one of those nice shirts you're talking about there, David. We always want one. Maybe you forgot a hat, but definitely bring a hat, all those things. And then just walk and enjoy yourself here. Then you can go here to the Aloha Section. And a 10-minute lesson is yours for free from an Aloha Section DJ member. Do you sometimes go longer than 10 minutes?
Sometimes it does go longer. And it's an opportunity for our guys that teach here on Oahu to also build, you know, a clientele with.
Right, relationship,
so,
yeah.
And a lot of them find out that I'm from Maui and I don't teach here, but I recommend some of the guys because there's a lot of great instructors here on Oahu. Okay. And so we want to teach the kids and give them an option because, to me, golf is a vacation. Golf will be a vacation for their thumbs, the kids, where they take a break from their phones. The thumbs want to get out and do something different.
No kidding. I take mine every Sunday. We do junior lessons, and it's a bunch of kids together, so they have a little social, and then they're hitting balls, and they all love it. They just love it. And sometimes they don't want to go on the course. Sometimes they go on the course for a couple of holes. Sometimes they just want to be on the range. Sometimes they want to be on the putting green. And it's interesting to see, like, the coach says, "Hey, you want to go on the green?" "Yeah, no, I want to stay here and hit balls." You know, and they're just into it. They're starting to get into it. When they go out on the course, they have fun. And they're just in their element.
Well, it's interesting, too, when you listen to David, what he's really got is a connection with kids. I mean, his point about thumbs is just so interesting. You really want the kids to take a vacation from their thumbs because your grip is the most important fundamental in golf. And with your left hand, you definitely are talking about the last two things. If you're a right-hand player, if your left hand, no thumb. And if you're a right-hand player also, it's the middle two fingers of your right-hand grip, no thumb. Your thumb just rests on the grip of the club, basically. So forget your thumbs when you're gripping a golf club, and that'll really help. And that's
probably one of the best tips we've had, yeah, recently.
Great tip. We're going to use that today when we're teaching, aren't we, Sean?
Sean Langey, it's so good to see you. A teacher, a PGA, director of instruction, player development, way over in Vancouver. What brings you? Does the cold scare you?
Yeah, I'm chasing the sun.
Yeah.
I'm the director of player development for Royal Oak. With the Golf Channel Academy, and Les and David and all the guys out here that I'm involved with are huge reasons to come out here and get behind free lessons as well as the Surf Exchange and Redbird Sports with the custom fitting that we're actually doing. So it's a fantastic time to make a change and make a difference for a lot of the golfers out here.
So when somebody says, yeah, has a lesson with you, and you say, can I, you know, take another lesson?
Right. What's funny is I've actually... I've documented every player that I've had the chance to work with and to coach, and I've met three people from South Washington and one person from Portland. And so I've actually followed up and I've sent them some pictures and some videos that I actually took of their swing, something that they can actually take and learn and apply to their game. And what do you know, I already have one person that's booked a lesson for next Wednesday when I get back.
And you met him here?
Absolutely. I gave him a lesson yesterday.
Booked a lesson. That's wonderful.
Right.
Absolutely fantastic. I need to find out. Rex Hogger, are you with us? Okay, Rex hasn't called in yet. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm talking with Mark Rolfing, David Havens. Is it David Havens?
David Havens.
Havens.
But I'll answer
to
either.
Yeah. It's just, it's that A-E-O-U thing with Hawaiian,
yeah.
So I end up,
Well, it's western part of Virginia, so it's Havens.
Havens. John Langey, we'll be back. Mark, do you have to run? Can you stay?
No, I'll stay a few more.
Oh, great. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Sony Open is 20 years old. Come celebrate with the tour's big hitters at Waialae, January 8th through 14th. Golf's biggest and best, like Justin Thomas, Jason Duffner, KJ Choi, Vijay Singh, means big drama and big money for Hawaii's charities. Get tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Banks on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admission and bag policy apply. Check out SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And just to set the scene, I am at the most beautiful, it's a table here at the Waialae Country Club, and it's overlooking Cocoa Head in the distance, and the Kahala is just a stone throw away, a long stone, or nice baseball throw away, and there's this beautiful little island that you always see in wedding pictures. I understand it's great fishing because somebody I know and love dearly, Mark Rolfing, NBC, Golf Channel, golf analyst. Here comes your breakfast. They're just rolling it in now. It looks delicious.
More talent coming in, Kevin Carl. I'm not sure if he's delivering the breakfast or getting ready to come on.
He's getting ready to come on. So, what I love is what we all feel for you, and it was a scary time for everybody, but no more than for you.
Yeah, the cancer I had was a really tough one. It was pretty much a death sentence diagnosis when I got it. It was in July of 2015, and I was a good patient. I will say this: I got a lot of great breaks. And MD Anderson in Houston is just the greatest cancer treatment center in the world, and they did an amazing job, and we beat the thing. I was just down there about a month ago, and they're pretty sure it's not coming back, and I've got my energy back now, and I'm starting to play a little golf again, like I said, and it's really given me a totally new perspective on life, and time for me to do what David was talking about in terms of really giving back, so that's the goal now.
I think that's what you're doing. I think it's what you're doing in the best way that you can, in ways that no one else can. And I think that you are giving back. I mean, we all do it the way we can, and in our forte. And your forte is being on the inside and knowing the people to talk to and the messages to deliver. What you've done in Chicago is magnificent. What you're doing here in Hawaii is tremendous. You know, and the results, they keep coming. They're slowly, and they're going to be slow. Change comes not immediately. It's just, there's always going to be some resistance.
Yeah, and hopefully it's not a coincidence that the two places now where kids are playing free are Chicago and Hawaii. I have a platform that's pretty unique, and extremely powerful, and it's something that I take very seriously, and I have a tremendous responsibility with it. That also with that platform, I have an opportunity. And some people utilize a platform like that to, you know, take advantage of other things. You know, that's something I don't really need to do anymore, fortunately. So I'm going to use that opportunity to really try and grow the game, particularly out here.
Just in case you were wondering about whether or not, you know, his hours have been cut back or he's not doing as much, let's see. He started off with Bobby Curran. I think it was on Pro-Am Day in the morning on ESPN, and went all the way into the wee hours, or not quite, maybe it was the wee hours by the time the concert was over for the Pro-Am party Wednesday night, and then up in the morning again on Thursday to get ready for Golf Channel, right on television. So you haven't slowed down. This cancer hasn't slowed you down. Thank goodness for that, and you do check all the time to make sure, right?
I do, and, you know, I probably couldn't have done that a year ago. That's how much better I feel than I did a year ago, and I'm sure there's not a lot of people shedding tears out there right now, poor Mark Rolf, and, you know, he gets paid money to watch people play golf and talk about it. So I understand that, and I certainly don't ever want to not, you know, be aware of really, you know, how fortunate I am. And so hopefully going forward, you're just going to see more and more of trying to do what we're doing right now on the show here today.
Excellent, excellent. David Haven and Sean Langy are with us as well. Now, what do we do to find you? When we come to the Wildlife Country Club here to watch the professionals play, there's lots of different options. There are tents to go to. There's an air-conditioned tent that can be a little bit more pricey, but it comes with a couple of beverages, and it's nice to get out of the sun, watch the little TV, especially, you know, check on the scores. There's always something going on. There's the, I believe, Sony has a place where you can see the latest technology. So there's just a whole bunch of things to do when you come to the Sony Open, including having an Aloha Section PGA, that's a professional golfer, who's taken many hours of learning lessons and his own quizzes, having to prove that he's up to the snuff of teaching you. So he's there, or she's there, to give you a lesson here. And Fair for Change. Fair Club Changing.
Changing Lives.
There.
So it's an opportunity. You know, it may not be anything, but it's giving someone an opportunity with a golf club change up their lives. And that, the reason why I do that or say that is because it changed mine. One club made a difference. My pro back in Virginia, an older gentleman, he was our pro and our superintendent. He was an old school guy. He gave me a one iron out of the lost and found den.
A one iron?
And I learned how to hit all the shots with it.
God, you can hit a one iron.
Well, he was a god, and he taught me how to use it.
That's awesome.
So, learning with one club, you were talking, I heard you talking with Mark earlier, where when you first start the game, you don't need a full set, you need enough clubs to function. And so a lot of my kids and adults that I teach and give clubs to, I'll give them a putter, a wedge, 7-iron, and a driver.
Far out.
I want people to know how to hit a driver because you talk about drive for show, putt for dough, but if you drive it sideways, no one cares if you one putt. So it's important to learn each thing as you go, you know, and all these guys that we're watching out here and we marvel at them, all of them can hit the ball. The difference with them is their mental game, and it comes down to short game. Where you look at the stats where they're putting, guys that are making putts and their putting average is so low, you're always going to see them on the leaderboard. So.
The bottom line.
Bottom line.
And usually Jordan Spieth has it on. He's having a hard time finding the speed. Sometimes the speed can just throw you off completely. You're expecting a 10 and you're getting a 7, or one green is fast, and you know this has happened to you. One green is fast and then the next green is slow, and you're trying to read it, and it just happens. You've got to be ready for it.
The greens here are a little bit faster than they were at Kapalua last week, but one thing that you have to look at Kapalua, I moved to Maui to work at Kapalua, so I'm very thankful for them. Kapalua, playing the plantation course, if you get those greens at a 10.5 or 11, and it's windy, it's romper room.
It's scary is what it is.
So, and it's pretty tough for those guys to function out there because that course is tough as it is. And if you put those elements in there because you don't know what Mother Nature is going to give you, that course can be really strong. And so out here, I know a lot of these guys are happy with the speed that's out here, but week in and week out, all the guys are all playing the same course. They all have the same talent.
Yeah, and that is it. You know, the bottom line is, and they're all excellent players. Otherwise, they wouldn't be. It's the top 125 guys, you know. I mean, that's the bottom line. They are the best in the world. John Lange, how did you get into the game? We've got Rex Cogger joining us as well. Good morning, Rex.
Good morning. How you guys doing? David? Great to hear from you, pal.
We're doing great. We're at the round table, but it's rectangle. And here at YLI Country Club, and it's so good to have you in the clubhouse with us. I just wanted to ask Sean, and these guys are here to teach the kids, the adults, men, women, children here at YLI Country Club, and Fair for Change is an organization that David founded to make clubs out of donated clubs, and he makes them work for the person that he's building them for. And I have to do a real quick station ID because we are KTUA Hilo, KORLYNI, KONI Lanai City, KTOA Kalaheo. John, how did you get into the game?
Great question. So I had hockey and soccer background, and my last experience as a hockey player, I had the worst experience from my coach, and so that negative experience that I had turned me into the teacher that I am today, and helped me always find that inner motivation to make a difference, make a change in the player that's in front of me, and that's why I've devoted my career to changing and growing the game of golf, and I'm so passionate about doing that. So I'm a partner with David and the Fair for Change Foundation, and I'm here to support the Aloha session.
That's awesome. When you say a bad experience, what'd they do? What'd he do?
It was just a coach that was extremely negative and dwelled and beat all the players down, not just myself, and we were all over competitive hockey at that point. And so, fortunately, I got into a sport where I'm not going to get checked on the boards. And honestly, I fell in love with the sport of golf and haven't turned back since.
Yeah. And you know, if you have a child who's got some social challenges, golf is a wonderful, wonderful game because you are not going to let your team down. It's you, your club, and the ball. And you're still in a social environment. There are people around you, so you don't have to feel under the gun to socialize.
You'll notice that the golf
club, you're ready for
just about
to
begin, the last half hour of it will
be Cogger, Golf Channel, golfchannel.com, senior writer. He's also co-host on Morning Drive. Welcome into the clubhouse, Rex.
A traffic accident at about 6 a.m. this morning.
Thank you for having me. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fabulous, and we were just
anywhere. Don't be going right now.
I was talking with a friend of mine,
ridiculous,
who was very concerned about the new tax code and what it was going to do to our pocketbook, because we can't deduct as much in our entertainment or golf-related business expenses.
There is an automated road closure line.
But you were talking too. You know, golf is so much. I think the last word I got was that golf was giving back $187 million, $187 million for a grand total of $265 billion over the course of the time that the PGA Tour has been raising money. So tell us a little bit about how what happened and have we been rescued?
Well, it was interesting, and you know, the commissioner spoke with us last week at Maui, Jay Monahan, and he brought this up unchallenged. I think he wanted to get the word out, and we had heard that just before Thanksgiving in November that the Tax Reform Act that went through in the Senate version, early versions of the Senate version, they had a notation in there, and it wasn't specifically about the PGA Tour, it was about the sports league. And essentially they said the provision was going to take away the tax exempt status for the PGA Tour, the LPGA, the PGA of America, which would impact those guys around the table with you as well. And what the commissioner did, he gave Jack Nicklaus a call. He was in a field up in upstate New York hunting. When he called him, and Jack immediately put down whatever he was doing and started making phone calls and writing letters to senators, trying to lobby them. He called Davis Love, who was just a couple days removed from hip replacement surgery. And he actually flew to Washington, D.C. to meet with some senators and members of the Senate Finance Committee, and they ended up getting the provision taken out. But it was a close call because, as the commissioner said, the tour lost its tax-exempt status. If the PGA of America lost its tax-exempt status, they would essentially really have to change the way they do business. Corporations are drawn to golf for a lot of reasons, but one of those is that tax-exempt status.
Well, I couldn't help but wonder, we can't put on a Sony Open in Hawaii or a Century Tournament of Champions without having volunteers and without raising money for charity. It all comes together and makes it possible to do that. So if they had done that, how would this tour have functioned?
I'm sure they have contingency plans, but it's hard. Essentially, not to get too far down in this, but essentially what you have is the PGA Tour is a 501(c). Each tournament is a 501(c) into itself. And so Sony Open has its own foundation. And I think that tax exempt status probably would have maintained, would be my guess, simply because what you do here at the Sony Open or last week in Maui or any given week on the PGA Tour, that's a local charity. I mean, there are things specifically that these go to. Whatever that might be, it might be Spare for Change, might be one of the things that they sponsor. It would be the tour more so than individual tournaments. But I mean, it would have created a lot of problems because I don't cover government. I've never even been to Washington D.C. I don't want to go to Washington D.C. And so I have no idea how it would play out. It would have been bad for golf, however it would have worked out.
Yeah, no, I completely understand it. I just was, when I heard the synopsis that you did, and very well, too, on Golf Channel, I wondered, well, how would that impact, you know, and what you just explained is that we are all individual 501(c)(3)s operating a tournament locally, and this would have been a PGA Tour-only affected portion of that bill, although it also does take away our ability as individuals or corporations to deduct their business expenses. So let's say you take a bunch of guys out, a corporation says, hey, I want to sponsor this golf tournament where the pharmaceutical guys are getting together, and we're going to pay for the whole shebang. Or maybe a small guy says, hey, boys, let's go for a round of golf. It's on me. He's not going to be able to do that. He's not going to be able to deduct that money that he's spending. He might instead say, hey, let's go to a restaurant and the expense will be less because he won't be able to take advantage of the tax deduction that he could. So there's a lot of ramifications. We're just getting an emergency alert. I'm not sure if it's a weather alert. It's right here. And so I'm going to just, so you know, this is a ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. This is not a drill. We have a ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. That's the alert that we've just gotten, that just came in. This is not a drill, okay? Seek immediate shelter. That means what you do is you stay where you are, and you can't get to your home in 15 minutes. You stay exactly where you are indoors. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. The only shelter you can seek at this point is pretty much where you're at. Since we only have 15 minutes for this event to unfold, there's no way that we could get any further to any place else. So we're just going to stay here, and we want you to be all safe and taken care of. And Sean, if you need to go, I don't know where you go.
Nope.
That's the only problem.
I'm good.
David, are you good?
I'm good.
I'm
going next door.
You're going next door. You're going to go take care of, say hi to Debbie for me. Thank you very much. Okay. Aloha. All right. We've got, just came in to us. And so I don't have a lot of advice to give you, except to tell you that when something like this happens, the state civil defense has told us to take, go inside someplace, and that's where we are, and that's all we can do. I wouldn't be able to drive home in 15 minutes to be at home. So wherever you happen to be, you just have to stay where you are and not get out on the road. That's the best thing to do, unless you're very close to home. David and Sean, we have the show to finish, and I see that Kevin Carl decided that he better get going, and he went quickly out the door. Did you see that? Rex, are you still with us?
I am. Yeah, this is
okay. Great. That's fantastic. Are you in safely ensconced in your room?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Because you know, we do have the missile problem with Korea, and the Hawaii state civil defense, working with all the county civil defense agencies, has put together their plan for in the event this would happen, and so we're all supposed to stay inside, and should it actually happen, we're supposed to stay inside for 2 weeks at least, and have 2 weeks of food and what have you available. So this comes, of course, as a shock. No one really expects these things to happen. So I'm glad you're indoors and not someplace to make sure in a good place. When you watch the tournament, we'll talk about the Sony Open in Hawaii. That's where we're at. We're in the beautiful clubhouse right now. And who are you keeping your eye on in the tournament?
Well, obviously what Brian Harman has been able to do is pretty amazing. He shouldn't be surprised the way he's played the last few months. He's really going back to last year's U.S. Open. And he's been one of the most consistent guys to talk. The only guy on tour this year that has 4 top 10 finishes, he's 4-for-4. And I really just think when you look at that, you put the fact together that this golf course is tailor-made for him. I mean, it's going to be fun to see how he plays on the weekend.
It's interesting to note. I'm going to the wonderful notes that the PGA Tour puts together for us. I think in the last several events, the person who led has won twice at the Sony. Do I have those numbers right?
That sounds right. I remember someone saying something to me about that. Absolutely.
Yeah. I just found the spot exactly. 2 out of the last 5 36-hole leaders have gone on to win the Sony Open in Hawaii. 5 out of the last 10, most recently, of course, Justin Thomas last year. When you look at the leaderboard, we know that Kevin Kisner is doing very well. Justin Thomas is there. Gordon Spieth just managed to make the cut. You look at everything. You think one of the people that, you know, you expected to come in and dominate, like Jordan Spieth or Justin Thomas, do you think any of them can come on strong and get to the top?
Well, I mean, certainly what Justin did on the golf course last year would give you an opportunity, you know, give you pause to think. I mean, he did shoot 59, so certainly it would be out there. I think right now his game's not quite where it was at this point last season, so that might be asking a lot. Talking with Jordan Spieth yesterday after his round, he talked about playing the last 2 rounds in 13 under and, you know, making a run for the lead. And I think in theory, if he got to 16 under, it would be pretty close depending on what Brian Harman did. And, you know, Brian Harman played the first 2 rounds in 13 under. So if any of those guys could do it, I think that in this particular case, though, when you look at, as I just brought up, Brian Harman, and again, guy like Zach Johnson, who has played so well on the golf course in the past, he's won here. His game is perfect for Chris Kirk. He's played well here in the past. I would think those guys would make it difficult for anybody to come from the pack. You would really think he'd come from one of those 3-4 guys that are right around the lead right now.
Yeah, and Tom Hope, you know, I really enjoyed your article that you did for GolfChannel.com. I'm talking right now with a wonderful man who's staying with me. Despite this emergency alert that we got, the ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii, seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. And I'm sitting here doing a golf radio show, and Sean Lange is here with me as well. Sean, you know, does this give you pause? You wonder what you should do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the one with the inside now.
Right.
Everyone else is talking today. And others, a lot of people out here that are involved in the game of golf, and physical players and all the media, and there's a lot of people that live on this on the island, so it's definitely a involved.
Yeah, what?
We're not going to get involved.
You know, we're talking to a Marine right now. Always a Marine. Rex Hoggard. When you heard that alert, what were your thoughts?
I don't know. I've never been under a missile threat before. Obviously it's concerning. I think, you know, you worry for all the people who are at the golf course right now. And, I'm sure I'm actually in my room. I was doing some work this morning. So, you hope everyone's going to take shelter and that, you know, nothing comes from this. But it is quite concerning.
Yeah, it is. Particularly since just a few days ago we were reassured that they were good friends. Between the two leaders of our country in question, North Korea and the United States. So I want to go back to the article that you wrote. If you're just tuning in and just heard what I said, don't try to drive 30 minutes because you've got like 15 minutes. And after 15 minutes, they may give us the all clear because either it gets here in 15 minutes or it doesn't. And if you can't, you have to shelter, and just what you need to do is get to a place where you are sheltered, and that would be wherever you happen to be that's indoors. Now, that's the only message, and then you wait until the all clear is given. So don't go outside, you know, don't try to drive to the North Shore, because you don't want to be stuck in a place where there is nothing. You just want to be as safe as possible. Stay in the store you're at. If you're in a store and you're listening right now, that's the best thing to do, and be calm about it. And, you know, certainly pray that this is not going to happen and that we're all going to be okay. And in the next, by 8:30, our lives will go on as normal. But we will be preparing ourselves for the inevitability, it seems, that something like this is going to happen on a regular basis. And so we will stock up 2 weeks of food at home, and we will be alert to these things. That's really all we can do. So let's go back to Rex Hoggard. And when I say, you know, Rex is a Marine, you put together this great article at golfchannel.com. Taylor Gooch, the former Oklahoma State standout, Austin Cook, Sam Ryder, Stephen Yeager, Aaron Wise, Tom Lovelady, Jenny McCarthy, Keith Mitchell. Everybody's going, who? These are all rookies, including Peter Uihlein, who most of us say, oh, I know that name. But he's a rookie on the PGA Tour.
And that's kind of what I was trying to get at. I mean, I think anytime you have, you know, a new season come around, you always kind of want to look at the new players. And so I just kind of spent the first couple days I was here trying to get an idea, you know, maybe a couple players to watch. And it is fun to get to know the younger players a little bit. What was interesting, Taylor Gooch, I wrote that article, and I'm not bragging at all. I wrote that before he actually teed off this week. And so it's really encouraging to see him play well. But it'll be a very good class. I think last year's class was phenomenal. They won 5 times total, including Xander Schauffele's 2-win season, and he won Rookie of the Year. It'll be hard for them to match that, but there's some talent. I mean, obviously the guys you just brought up. I think Peter Uihlein is probably the one you would want to watch the most. He's considered a rookie by tour regulations, but I think he's played 30 events on the PGA Tour. He's played a lot in Europe. He's won in Europe. He's a very experienced player. He's a very polished player, and I think he'll make the transition very, very easy, and that would be a player I would definitely watch. And the other guy that really stood out to me, obviously, you mentioned his name, was Austin Cook. I was at the RSN Classic back in November when he won, and he had played well up to that point. It just didn't come out of nowhere. He started his tour career really well. And he continues to play well. It'll be fun to see how he sort of moves forward in his career.
Yes, it will be. Now, I haven't even given you an opportunity. Do you want to get off now the line and maybe call home?
You know what? I probably do need to call my office just to see if they need anything from me. So I really appreciate you having me on.
Oh, Rex Hoggard, you're always a pleasure to talk with, and I love your work at on Golf Channel's Morning Drive. When we get to see you, as well as senior writer golfchannel.com. We're going to stop down, take a break. Just a reminder, everybody, just be very calm. That's the best thing you can do for yourself. Okay, be calm. Stay in shelter. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. That was the alert that we got 12 minutes ago. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative! Plumbing! 841-2837, your experts on coal.
The Sony Open is 20 years old. Come celebrate with the tour's big hitters at Waialae, January 8th through 14th. Golf's biggest and best, like Justin Thomas, Jason Duffner, KJ Choi, Vijay Singh, means big drama and big money for Hawaii's charities. Get tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Banks on Oahu. Military free with valid ID, admission and bag policy apply. Check out SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837, your experts on coal.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Hi. Okay, we're back. And of course, you heard that there is a missile threat, and that is inbound, and that is not a test. So all we can do, since the sirens have been going off, and since we've gotten this alert, is follow what civil defense has asked us to do. If this were to happen, we were told, if you're indoors, you stay indoors. Because there's only 15 minutes. It's not like you can get in your car and then drive like a maniac to try to get to wherever you're going. That's just going to get more people in more trouble and cause more difficulty. So if you're indoors, you stay indoors. If you're close to being indoors, you go to the closest indoor place. That's what's important, okay? And so now I'm just getting word that this may be a non-entity, that this is actually not happening. David Havens, sorry, David, you will always be a Hawaiian name to me.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. What did you get on your...
We're getting, you know, it's things where people are tweeting about it. They're saying it could be a false alarm. I'm until I hear it from someone that completely, you know, that's the emergency management system, I'm gonna, I'm gonna believe that it's still a threat.
Oh yeah, I'm not listening to social media at this point. I got the alert. It says it's not a drill. This is, you know, this is the real thing.
Yeah.
So when somebody says to you, well, just come back to the office, that's not something you should do, guys, because the office is 20 or 30 minutes away. Technically speaking, once we get this alert, it's 15 minutes or 20 minutes max, and then it's supposed to be here. So driving off somewhere is not going to help you or anybody on the road or your family. Be in touch with them. Call them. That's the most important thing to do. Stay in touch. I should call my mom. We don't let her know. But mom is probably just up in her apartment saying, oh, well, I'm home. And then we're not supposed to leave the house for 2 weeks because we're supposed to have food for 2 weeks. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to take that a little bit more seriously now. We all kind of laughed. You know, 2 weeks, I'm not going to store 2 weeks worth of food. But here we are, and we're at the Sony Open in Hawaii. This is the Golf Club Radio Show. My name is Danielle Tucker. I'm sitting with Sean Lange, who's far from home. It's not like you could drive home right away. It's a long swim.
Right.
Have you been in touch with your family?
Via text.
Yeah.
Let them know.
Yeah.
What's going on, and, they're just kind of standing by sitting around. They're gonna see anything on the news on there, and then they're gonna let me know. But
good.
I mean, hopefully the day goes on, and this doesn't interfere with the fact that we've got third round of the Sony Open at YLI.
And we have scarce change. And I wanted to take my kid over right away, which might be a perfect time once we get the altar, and have him come over, and you can, you know, help him get fitted into. You know, he loves the idea of having a long driver, but at the same time, he's so used to his older club. Okay, state warning. Okay, has issued a missile. All right, here we go. Police emergency. This is back to that. But I wanted to take him over. Let me see what it says. State warning point has issued a missile alert in error. Okay, there's no threat to the state of Hawaii. All right. Okay. That was
perfect.
Thank you, good Lord.
And so, on that very positive note, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible. First off, I want to thank David Havens, there for change, right here at Sony Open Hawaii. We're on. Sean Lange, it's so good to see you in person.
Yeah, it's been a while. Awesome. The last time I was, the first time was at the Fields Open.
At the Fields Open,
yeah.
Right. And but weren't you on the phone with me then?
Yes,
we were on the phone, right? That's why, David, when you said, oh, Sean's going to be on. I know Sean.
Well, he's been in UTLP. He was there helping me last week at the Century. We made clubs at Century for Spare for Change as well. He was there, and he did a nice job for us. Jay Turner, he was there for us as well. He was doing our fittings, and that's something we're also doing for everyone. Today, when they come for a free lesson, Jay Turner, who he built custom clubs out of Seattle, his company, he owns the company, he's an owner with a company called Jeff Mont. He owns the Redbird name. He built the golf clubs that are, they're world class. And the guy and how he fits is pretty special. He can fit you in 4 minutes versus an hour long session. We're talking about being efficient and with things that makes a difference.
And on that note, I do need to thank the people who make this show possible. I wouldn't be able to talk to you about Redbird. Yes.
Redbird.
Thank you. And come down, Jeffrey Shane, find the tent. Sean, David,
please
thank
come
you.
Down.
Thank you. Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, a new build, a renovation, or a repair, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Get your zone, only the best. Insurance Zone for your warehouse, showroom, your home project. If you want to turn that project you want to do into artwork, it is Creative Plumbing or Futurist Zone. Natural Stone, specializing in Brazilian quartzite, that's Futurist Zone. Aquapave, on-site, stormwater, source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, only the best. and Creative Plumbing. They've been in business for 40 years. They are only the best. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. And that alert you got was an error. No problem. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.